Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is October 9th, 2022, and this is episode 41 of season 2. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The Silva Mind Control Method of Mental Dynamics by Jose Silva. This audible book will teach you that within our minds is the power to solve any problem, overcome any difficulty, and reach a consistent level of dynamic well-being. Based on the Silva meditation technique, carefully taught in this podcast, you will learn how to use your untapped mental energy in your career, business, or financial life, and to understand the true meaning of success.
Method 1.
Mental house cleaning. Positive statements bring about positive results. When you repeat negative words again and again, when you hold negative images in your mind for prolonged periods of time, these words and images begin quickly to form negative mental programs. With the Silva method, you can perform mental house cleaning by replacing negative patterns with positive self-programming. When you consciously catch yourself saying something negative, you can erase them from your mind's computer by telling yourself, cancel, cancel, and replace the word with something positive. For example, that idea leaves me cold, cancel, cancel, by instead saying, that idea makes me warm and fuzzy. When someone asks you, how are you doing? Always say better and better. When someone asks you, how do you like the food you just had for dinner? You say better and better. Try writing down a list of negative thoughts and behaviors that you want to change for yourself and how you interact with other people each and every day, and make a replacement list with positive words that cancel out the negative. Whatever you wrote down on your list that was negative, next to that write down the positive characteristic. See in your mind not the person that you are now, but who you want to be. Advertisement.
Have you ever considered relocating or visiting the city of New York? This new and insightful guide that you can purchase on Amazon will give you all the good things, the bad things, and the ugly truth about New York and New York City. This guide will go over the following topics: the good things about New York City, which include Broadway, Madison Square Garden; the bad things about New York City, which include filth, potholes, car insurance, high rents, high sales tax, speed cameras; the ugly truth, which includes city crime throughout the five boroughs and the steps needed to stop it. Get your guide today, available on Amazon Kindle.
Method 2.
Acquiring a genius mentality. A genius is someone who uses more of his or her mind. Our thinking is as follows. Your brain has virtually unlimited intellectual capacity. In order to use the Silva method to gain mental control, you must learn what is called the 3-2-1 method. Here is the 3-2-1 method.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath while exhaling. Mentally repeat and visualize the number 3, 3 times. Take another deep breath while exhaling. Mentally repeat and visualize the number 2, 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1, 3 times. You are now at level 1. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes.
The Silva method is all about gaining control of your mind so your mind will not control you. By learning how to get into meditation via the 3-2-1 method and using mental house cleaning in order to remove negative words from your vocabulary and negative images from your mind's computer by stating, cancel, cancel. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a 4 for providing ways on how to control your mind by using the Silva method. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.thesilvamethod.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at Patrick Kelly_podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you'd like to donate a dollar or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.